عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاه والسلام. قال تعالى في القران المجيد: اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الف لام ميم، ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. قال صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاه والسلام: يا ايها الناس قولوا لا اله الا الله تفلحوا، او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected Ulama Ikram, my brothers in Islam, in order to clear faculty, thereby getting information, others also receive and get information by touching. Each human being would like the ability of hearing, seeing, touching, smelling to access knowledge, or not knowledge, information. Any one of his senses, he will take that information database, which is the brain, put it into the database, so that the brain can gather that information, can set that information, can organize that information. The responsibility of the brain is to receive those signals from the eyesight and to convert it to information and leave it in the brain. Of the body sends out signals to the brain, and the brain receives this information, converts it, and it stays in the brain. Because the role of the brain is to receive that information, and the role of the heart in the light of Quran and Kareem, not in the light of philosophy, not in the light of corrupt philosophers, but in the light of clear text, categorical text of Quran and Kareem, that the function and the responsibility and the duty of the heart is to understand, to comprehend. The heart and the brain work in conjunction, but the faculty and the ability to arrive at a proper, valid decision from haqq and batil is mawquf, is dependent upon the correctness of the heart. However, understand that the eyesight, a person is allowed or is able to see when there are two lights. For example, there is an object that you want to see. You are looking at me, I am looking at you. And this looking has come into existence when there are two lights in existence. One is the light in the eye, the ability to see, and one is the light on the object of seeing. When there is the true light, then a person is able to see. That is why we do not see in the dark. When a person goes to a dark room, or he is in a room that is lit and he puts the light on, and it becomes completely dark, then he is not able to see. The reason, because he has got one light, The other light is missing. He has got the light of the eyesight, but the light on the object of seeing is not there, is God, is not existent, therefore he does not see. So in order for the eye to see, these two lights have to be in existence. The respected elder, time and our educational system, which is taught in all the schools and the universities and colleges, etc., is based upon the information received by the senses. That is why it keeps on changing. Now, this insight, the information that it receives, depends on various other factors. And because it is a faculty and ability given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mankind, and it undergoes some changes, at times the eyesight does not provide the true information, it does not give the valid information to the brain. For example, you must have noticed this, that while you are traveling on the road, and if it is hot, then on the road you may feel that there is water on the road. And your eyesight is looking at that water, and you are fully convinced, because that's what the eye has relayed to the brain, and the brain is saying that there is water on the road. Now, out of experience, you know that that is not water, but that was just the heat of the tarmac giving the impression and providing a tropical illusion that that is water, in reality is no water. But the eyesight fully saw water, and the brain registered water. So the information received via the eyesight was incorrect. And the eyesight is in order, the eyesight is perfect, the eyesight is working well, but the information that it is now produced or now has come to conclusion is erroneous, is wrong. That is why sometimes you will find that the person, out of movement of hair and sleight of hair, he is able to juggle and mesmerize thousands. Although you are able to see him, you are able to visualize him, you are able to look at each and every action of that person, but he still deceives you by the movement of his head, which we call tropical illusions and illusions. And those people in the desert, when they are looking for water, they also look and see sometimes water and water oasis, whereas there is no such thing that is going on, it is only a mirage. But the eyesight is registering these things, and it is providing this wrong information to the brain. Although the eyesight, there is nothing physically, bodily wrong with it. Then we have another case, that if we are looking, and if we have to look through any medium, for example, if we have to look through glass, or if we have to look through a prism, or if we have to look through water, then there will be some reflection taking place, some refraction taking place, and the end result that we will be looking at will be wrong. The eyesight is perfect, but the end result that it is giving, that is imperfect. Because of that medium, because of the glass, because of that water, the result that is coming about, that is erroneous, that is not correct, that is not suitable to derive a proper conclusion. Then, at times, if a person is bodily and physically not well, and he has got a heavy bout of influenza, then let alone his eyesight due to washing, etc., he does not even taste properly, he does not even smell properly. And sometimes the person is complaining to his wife that he cannot taste the food, neither smell the fragrance of the food. Meanwhile, he is physically, he is bodily not well. And the result that is coming to Herodias is he is not correct. If a person is afflicted with jaundice, then also he does not see well. And everything around him looks yellow. He begins to see everything that is yellow around him. Although he is got eyesight, he is got the eye intact, everything is intact, but the result that is coming, that is everything yellow around him. There he is physically not well. And he, in his eyesight, there is defect. And in his eyesight, there is some difficulty which is resulting in imperfect knowledge or imperfect information relayed to the brain. Respected elders, so this eyesight which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is limited also. Why? That a person can see, if you put him on a flat surface, you can see maximum, they say, 25 kilometers. And after that, they cut off. And this very person, this human being, you and I, we can see in one direction. We cannot see what is behind us. We cannot see what is above us. We cannot see what is below us. We cannot see what is around us on the right. We cannot see what is around us on the left. So our eyesight is limited. So this eyesight, as the people tell us, they educate a man through his eyes or his ears. Because that is the region, that is the faculty where information can go through towards his brain. If you want to educate a man, you educate him through his eyes or through his ears. Now, you have heard this. Now listen to the equation. The equation is very simple. If you follow it carefully, you will understand it. We have discussed about the eyesight when a person has got jaundice, how it is limited, how it is restricted, how it is imperfect. So our equation will run that eyesight, the information received by it, is limited. And that which is limited is restricted. And that which is restricted is not finite. And that which is not finite is not conclusive. And that which is not conclusive is not definite. And that which is not definite is not concrete. And that which is not definite is imperfect. And that which is imperfect we cannot rely on. And that is why the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not on the eyesight of an individual. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not based upon the eyesight of any individual. Why? Because the eyesight is imperfect. And the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect. And the eyesight is finite, meaning that it is limited. And the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has got infinite mercies in his ahkamat, in his law. And the eyesight information that is imperfect, that is not complete, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete. As the eyesight is limited, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not limited. And the eyesight has got restrictions, and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got no restrictions, it is based on wali, it is concrete. The eyesight information is not conclusive, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conclusive. The information derived from eyesight is not certain, and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based upon wahi that is certain. We have got on one side on one side of the stage, Wahi, divine protected revelation to the divinely appointed person, and on the other side we have got eyesight, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. It is a boon and it is a favor, but it is not the end all, or it is not the basis of deen. The deen of Islam is not based upon eyesight, it is based upon wahi. Why? Because the eyesight, as I told you, is limited, is restricted, and it is not conclusive, it is not concrete, it is not finite. And that which is not finite, that which is not conclusive, we do not bring out iman. That is what imaniyat is not based upon eyesight. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the house, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala adha, she was happy and she was grieved, and she was sorrowful. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, "Ya Khadija, what has brought you to this condition?" She said that our son Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala who has passed away, and I'm very concerned what has become of him. What has become of him? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala adha that, "Oh Khadija, that if you want, I will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will show you our son. He is playing and he is in comfort and he is in Jannah." See what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying? That, "Oh Khadija, that if you want, I will make dua." He will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And O Khadija, you will see our son Ibrahim, that he is in Jannah, and he is playing in Jannah, and he is at ease, he is in comfort. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha says that, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I do not want to see that. Perhaps my eyesight fails me, but what you are saying can never fail. Perhaps my eyesight fails me when the vision comes to see it, but what you are saying can never ever fail. So our iman is not on the eyesight, our iman is on what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated. And when you and I, especially I, realize this, that our deen is based upon the wahi of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the wahi of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can never ever be wrong, then success will come to our doorstep. And the concept, as I was explaining, that seeing is believing, is an un-Islamic concept. Because we have not seen Allah, we have brought iman on Allah. We have not seen the malaika, we have brought iman on the malaika. We have not seen the 124,000 Ambiya, we have brought iman on them. We have not seen the Sahaba, we have brought iman on them. We have not seen the previous kitab, we have brought iman on them. We have not seen Munkir and Nakir, we have brought iman on them. We have not seen Kiram and Katibi, we have brought iman on them. Why? On the statement of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our deen is not on the sight, our deen is on what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we are still waiting. Though, when my mind is satisfied that this law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala complies with my logistics, then I will take action on it. That is why we are stuck in the mud, and we are stagnating, and we are scattered, waiting for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have not moved forward, but we want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rush up to us. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was away during the time when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back from Mi'raj, and he narrated it to Umm Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha, and subsequently he narrated it in the morning, then the kuffar and the mushrikeen began to taunt and jeer and mock and laugh. Why? Because it was not fitting in their mind, in their intelligence. But they were concerned that seeing is believing. And how can this be possible? So as soon as Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه entered, Abu Jahl went and told Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه that, "Do you know what your friend is now saying?" So Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه said, "Yes, what?" He said that he went from Mecca to Jerusalem, from there to Bayt al-Maqdis, and from there he went to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he had seen the heavens and the hell and had come back. So Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه, immediate reaction was, "That is it." Because Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه, he is Ibadiyat was focused upon the Wahi, and the Wahi is upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our whole deen rotates around the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, truthfulness and his alameen. And Abu Jahl's ideology and concept is based upon the faculties, of observation, the faculties of listening, and the faculties of seeing, and the faculties of tasting, and the faculties of smelling. And Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه, it's clear that Imaniyat is upon the statement of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know that Abu Bakr has testified without even him saying it, that is why he was given the title of Siddiq, and that on that occasion, for that reason. And if we understand and realize, historically speaking, that the two qualities, outstanding qualities of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which the kuffar and the mushrikeen did not even contest, was al-ameen of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is trustworthy and he is the one who is truthful. So the deen was based upon, and the deen is based upon the statements of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not upon our eyesight, my eyesight or your eyesight, or the eyesight of any other person. Yes, we are a privileged nation. How we are a privileged nation? That we are the only nation from all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, from all the 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam, every Nabi called towards the Akhirah, called towards the pleasing of Allah to get Jannah, otherwise Jahannam is in store. Every Nabi called towards Jannah and the abstinence from Jahannam without sin. Only Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the only Nabi, is the only Rasul who saw Jannah and told us, "Go towards Jannah." Who saw Jahannam and told us, "Abstain, don't go there." No other Nabi from the 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam has seen Jannah and has seen Jahannam. Only Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been privileged to do that. Respected elders, if we take the ability and the faculty of hearing, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, and by hearing we get information, and you and I know that hearing also is limited and restricted. A person, he can listen, and his hearing is limited. You can listen to one person, maybe you can listen to two persons, but you cannot listen to more than three, four people. If all start talking, you cannot listen. So the hearing ability is defective and limited and restricted. You can listen, I can listen, but you cannot listen when there is a wall in between. And I can listen, you can listen, but you cannot listen to someone talking very far away. However, there is one other thing called selective hearing. You know what is selective hearing? Selective hearing is that you want to hear what you want to hear, and you do not want to hear. As soon as you do not want to hear, you switch off. For example, if you talk, and the person, the one guy is talking, and the person is saying that, for example, contribute to that first place, contribute to that place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you, and everybody is listening, not hearing. Then as soon as you talk about the red dollar price, listening and hearing, now he's listening and hearing, everything is I don't know what that selective hearing. So this hearing which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us. And if a person, for example, he is underwater, that means he is in a medium. Because of the water, now he will not be able to hear perfectly, clearly, crystally. There will be defection due to refraction in the hearing. So because of the medium, because of the distance, a person will be able to hear someone maybe in front, but not someone very far away. So a person's hearing is also defective. A person who has got his hepatic membrane perforated, his eardrum perforated, then also he cannot hear from. So because of physical defect, he also cannot hear from. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala on one hand has given us the ability and the boon and the favor to hear, but Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has put restrictions and limitations on. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has taught us that this is the information that you are getting from hearing, it cannot be conclusive, it cannot be finite, it cannot be definite. So we come again, as far as hearing is concerned, with the same equation, that the ability and the faculty of hearing is limited. And that which is limited is restricted, and that which is restricted is not perfect, and that which is not perfect is not conclusive, and that which is not conclusive is not decisive, and that which is not decisive is not concrete, and that which is not concrete, we do not bring iman. Respected elders, if we now, these are the two major senses of all our five senses. If we take the other senses, for example, smelling, a person, because as these senses go along, their function is more restricted. Their arena and scope of activity is more restricted. And their ability to function personally than your nose is even more restricted. A person, for example, he can see. But when he is seeing, he cannot make out whether it is hot or cold. When a person is seeing, he cannot make out hot and cold as far as temperature is concerned. And when a person is seeing, he cannot make out whether this is hot or cold as far as how much spice is concerned. A person when he sees, he cannot make out whether this is going to harm in him or benefit him. He can see. Now a person who is smelling, he can smell and he is smelling is restricted also. Because he can smell, this is a good, this is fragrant, and this has got an odor. This is a good smell, this is a bad smell. What else can he do with his nose? I do not know here in Fazul, what else can he do with the nose? Now area is restricted. You can smell, this is nice, this is pleasing, this makes you happy when you smell it. And this one, when you smell it, it gives you a bad feeling. So the arena and scope of smelling is restricted. And that which is restricted is limited. And that which is limited is imperfect. And that which is imperfect is not conclusive. And that which is not conclusive is not finite. And that which is not finite is not concrete. And that which is not concrete, we cannot bring our iman. And if we take our ability to taste, the function of the tongue at tasting is also restricted and limited. And the scope and the arena of function is also limited. A person can taste, he can taste temperature. Like a person cannot smell temperature. A person can taste temperature. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us, he has put restrictions on it. And he has put limitations on it. And he has put the effectiveness in it. As far as getting information. Now a person touches. A person can touch with his skin. And generally a person uses his hands to touch. And the hands are the most sensitive portion of the body for touching. And under the feet. Respected elders, that this touching also is limited. A person can touch and feel, this is hot, this is cold. This is hard, this is soft. This is fluid, this is solid, this is semi-solid. He can feel with it. But this is leather, this is not leather. So all the senses which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy, He has put some restrictions to it. So that you and I must know that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not based upon our sensory abilities and faculties, but the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based upon wahi. Wahi which came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the wahi, the revelation which has come to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is infallible. It can never ever be wrong. Because it is divinely sent to a divinely appointed person and it is divinely protected. And the hufaz are the divinely appointed in, from one angle to protect Quran al-Kareem, the text of Quran al-Kareem. Thousands of hufaz, no other scripture on the surface of the earth is memorized, learnt of by heart like Quran al-Kareem. Hazrat Ata'ul Asha Bukhari Ramtullah Ali, in one speech in Lahore, he quoted what Quranic ayat. And when he quoted the Quranic ayat, one simple villager stood up and told him, Shaji, it's wrong Quranic ayat. You're reading it wrong. Shaji, Kufi Zatai Asha Bukhari, witnessed that Ata'ul Asha Bukhari Ramtullah Ali, if we have to make short list of the orators of Indo-Pakistan, he'll come in the top three, if not on the top. He should lecture from Isha to Fajr, and no one should do. And then should say, if you read beautiful Quran. So he read what I had, the village of students to Shadi was wrong. So Shadi told him, Benjam, sit down. And he carried on. After a little while, he read that Quranic ayat again. So the villagers got up again. So Shadi is wrong. The ayat is really wrong. So Shadi told him, sit down. He carried on again. After about half an hour, Shadi again read the Quranic ayat. And again he recited it. Wrong. The villagers stood up again. So Shadi is wrong. Quranic ayat is really wrong. Shadi began to cry. And began to cry on stage and began to weep on stage. And he said that, you know what an oracle is. And I could turn this whole world against that person. But look at the iman of this person. That he will not allow me to go forward. And he will not allow the Quranic ayat to be read from. And this is the protection which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about, that the Quran is protected. And we will take care of his protection. That this person pretty well also knows that how much control I have got over the crowd, and I can mesmerize this crowd and turn this whole crowd against this person. Which Shaji actually did in one occasion when one Hindu wrote what Kitab Rangila Rasul, the colorful Rasul, and he capitalized on the point that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married many wives. And he said some derogatory terms about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ata'ul Asha Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, he gave a speech, in one speech, and he motivated the public to such an extent, what person Ilmuddin, he got up and went home and suffered his life. Mother asked him, that, what are you doing? He said, I am going to go and put this Hindu Rajpal to his place. He said, you are going to get married soon. Why you are going to do such an activity? He said, I got nothing else to do. And I got no good action by list. But I can do this one thing. So this person has spoken ill of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Shaji has mentioned this, what nonsense this person has said, and I will definitely go and do what I have to do. It's broad daylight, the madras of Lahore, this person went in Muddin, and he put this person, Rajpal, into Jahannam, was arrested and put into jail. He said, yes, I get it. That's why Muhammad Ali Jinnah
And they nourished them.
And he came to Ilmuddin and said that, Ilmuddin, that you know I am one of the best barristers around. You just have to say you did not do it. The rest I'll do. Just deny it, I'll do the rest for you. Ilmuddin said, Waqas Ali Jinnah, then what? I would say you that I do not do this action which I would go for to Jannah for. And this is the only action on my plate. Respected elders, so this Quran al-Kareem, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed upon him, is not upon the senses. Now when information is given by the eyesight, and this information goes to the brain, and information from the ear, from hearing goes to the brain, and information from touching goes to the brain, and information from smelling goes to the brain, and information from the sensory, any one of the sensory organs goes to the brain, and if it is defective, then the brain will make a wrong decision. The brain is a storage point. As I told you, Quran is very clear that the first two points, that the point of contemplation and the point where comprehension and decision making takes place is the heart. That is why the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very clear that Allah be jasadi musbatun. That is, be cautious and be aware that in your body that there is a lump of flesh, there is a piece of flesh. It's saluhat. That if it is good, saluhat jasadahu kullahu. That your entire body is good. Entire body meaning from your brain right up to your toe will be good, will react properly, and will be in order. In fasada, if it is there, which is there, if it is corrupt, meaning your heart, if it is there, if it is corrupt, fasada jasadahu kullahu, that your entire body will be there. See, I respect the elders, that if our brain was the source of hidayat, the source of hidayat, when hidayat hits, it hits the heart, hidayat doesn't come to the brain. If hidayat was coming to the brain, then the kuffar rocket scientists, especially the mushrikeen, they are still believing that there is multiple gods. They cannot make out that three cannot be one. Any child will know that three is three and three is not one. But they are inventing rockets and satellites and everything. But intelligence is not the road to hidayat. The road to hidayat is the intiba of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah.
So this information that is reaching the brain, which is faulty, will give faulty results. And will give defective, erroneous, fallacious results. So our effort should be that we should go towards the deed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as prescribed to us, because the deed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not upon akal, but the deed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon naqal. Deed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not upon intelligence, but the deed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon narration of which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought us. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who someone asked him, said, "Oh Ali, the deed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is it based upon intelligence or on narration?" Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who said that the deed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based upon narration, naql, and not upon aql. Why? And he gave an example. In winter, we wear wawza, leather socks. You must have seen, yeah, you must have worn it to leather socks. And you make masa with the leather socks. Masa, you pass wet fingers over it. Now the wet fingers, we pass on the top portion of the leather socks. But we walk on the bottom portion of the leather socks. Logically, we're supposed to be passing our fingers on the bottom portion. But Sharia wants us to pass our wet fingers on the top portion. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala explains to the person, see, that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that tie your wet fingers of the top portion of the leather socks, not of the bottom portion, because the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based upon the nakal and not upon the akal. In one kitab it is written, the sign of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat is Masa ala al-Kufayn Fazilat al-Shaykhayn Hubba al-Tarafayn. There are three signs of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat. It is written in, for the ulama's reference, in a kitab, in the marginal notes of a book for Quduri. Masa ala al-Kufayn, to make masa on the leather socks. Passing of wet fingers over leather socks. Fazilat al-Shaykhayn. Shaykhayn, in terminology, is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. To recognize and to affirm and to testify and to accept the superiority of Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And hub al-tarafayn, to love those in the other side, meaning to love Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Respected elders, China's word in deep respect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with wahi on one side, divine protective revelation, and the faculties of the senses, the ability to see, the ability to hear, the ability to taste, the ability to smell, the ability to touch. But all these sensory organs are limited, and the equation is running, that which is limited is restricted, that which is restricted is confined, that which is confined is defective, that which is defective is imperfect, that which is imperfect is not finite, that which is not finite is not conclusive, that which is not conclusive is not concrete, that which is not concrete we do not bring our iman on. We do not base our deen on the information ascertained and obtained and extracted from the sensory organs, but we bring our deen upon the narration, the wahi brought by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وآخر دعوة الحمد لله رب العالمين. يا رب الرحيم يا رب الرحيم يا رب الرحيم. يا الله whatever deen you have given me, place يا الله whatever form يا الله form it to have perfect and make it flourish. يا الله accept us for your deen and grant us ability to be steadfast in salah. يا الله grant us the ability to please you. Grant us the ability to do those actions that bring your mercy. Then grant us the ability to abstain from those actions that bring your wrath. Then grant us the ability to ask for what Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant us the ability to do what Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant us the ability to dress properly. Grant us the ability so that we get our good folk to dress properly. Then grant us the ability to respect your ulama. Grant us the ability to respect the masajid. Grant us the ability to respect the shi'ar Allah. Grant us the ability to respect the Quran. Grant us the ability to respect the masajid and the Darul Uloom. Ya Allah, grant me the Sabbath to flourish. Ya Allah, grant the Darul Uloom to flourish. Ya Allah, grant the Hakkas to flourish. Ya Allah, whatever the deen and activity, grant everybody needs to flourish. Grant us the ability to love the Sunnah. Grant us the ability to love you. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to pass away with Iman. Ya Allah, those that have not have a wife, Ya Allah, grant us good spouses. Ya Allah, those that are, do not have spouses, grant us spouses. Ya Allah, those do not have offspring, grant us good offspring. Ya Allah, make our children obedient. Grant us the ability to respect our elders. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to respect our parents. Ya Allah, those that have passed away, make the cover until they actually do more. Ya Allah, those that are sick, Ya Allah, grant us shifa, kamila, ayatila, mishkabira. Ya Allah, those that hope that we are going to make dua for them, Ya Allah, forgive them. Ya Allah, accept us permissible reposition. Ya Allah, those that have written, Ya Allah, those that have spoken for dua, Ya Allah, accept us permissible reposition. Ya Allah, accept our sitting, accept our mistake. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to be steadfast in Iman. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to stay with Iman. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to die with Iman. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to please you and reach Jannah. Ya Allah, grant us the pleasure to be indulged. Yalla, do not embarrass the dear trust in Allah because of our fall. Yalla, grant us the ability to do the good. Yalla, let our country become a place of amal, security for our iman, for our property, for our honor, for our chastity. Yalla, save us from misfortune. Yalla, save us from calamity. Yalla, save us from a bad death. Ya Allah, remove us from the evil of interest. Save us from haram transactions. Ya Allah, save us from haram transactions. Ya Allah, grant us ability to say the truth. Ya Allah, grant us ability to fight against injustice. Ya Allah, grant us good character, good personality. Ya Allah, grant us ability to walk properly on the surface of the earth with dignity. Ya Allah, grant us love in our locality. Ya Allah, grant us love in our domestic life. Ya Allah, grant the husband and the wife to live in harmony. Ya Allah, save us from the fitna of the zamana. Ya Allah, save us from Sadiyari and Shiaism. Ya Allah, save us from the batil firqa. Ya Allah, save us from kufr, shirk and bidat. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to shine in your path. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to spread in your path. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to please you at all times. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Ya Allah, forgive our ways and minor sins. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to visit the Rosa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to fulfill the commandments and injunctions of your command. Ya Allah, have mercy on us. Grant us the unseen help. Ya Allah, the kuffar and mushrik are taking advantage over us. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to strive and lift Islam up. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, help us. يا الله اتقى وضوات من الوسيلة وصبيعة صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم عنك السلام ونزل السلام تبارك يا ذو الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا وفرانك ربنا وإليك الوسيلة برحمتك يا رب العالمين.